This is a Hat Trick podcast.
Oh, lovely.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
If you're trying to remember what going to the pub used to be like before COVID, these reviews might help. Although it's also possible that the experiences I had in pubs were slightly different from your own. Hello, and welcome to London Pub Reviews, the podcast where you can head down the pub without having to leave your house. Or without worrying about where you're going to lock your bike up. Or without wearing your helmet in the pub and looking like a tool. This week, on your behalf, I journeyed to Westminster to visit the Albert, 52 Victoria Street, SW1H, ONP, nearest tube, St James's Park. It has been said that every Prime Minister who has ever served in Britain has been served in the Albert Pub, Westminster, and as I stood outside admiring its impressive facade, I hope that I too would soon be served inside. Pressing forth through the main front doors, I found myself within a small enclosed entranceway, little more in size than a large telephone box. A further set of doors offered passage into the main bar itself, but as I moved towards these, I suddenly felt my legs go rigid and my arms were forced down at their sides. I appeared to be having some sort of strange turn, and as my head began to jerk violently and my body convulsed, I felt my eyelids flickering, like Venetian blinds that are swiftly opened and closed with the aid of two long white cords. My legs crumpled slightly, and I stumbled noisily around, bouncing off each of the four constricting walls like a fish in a shoebox. Sweating like a shower door, I hesitantly splayed my open wet palms against the second set of glass doors and proceeded warily into the pub itself. Upon entering the grand interior of the Albert, I quickly ascertained that everyone inside was staring at me as if I was some sort of super freak character. A swift glance around helped me understand why. Very old illustrations were framed and mounted on the walls. An antiquarian timepiece was moulded into the woodwork above the bar, frozen in some yester hour. The windows were ornately etched with white frosted designs, and I noticed a couple of finely carved wooden booth-style dividers, also with etched, hand-cut glass panes. Old gaslight fittings were displayed about the place, and even the ashtrays were ornately patterned and from another era entirely. In comparison, my modern hairstyle that carefully elaborated into fashionable sideburns must have appeared state-of-the-art, to say the least. The bewildered stares from the gathered assembly simply reinforced what my own observations betrayed. I had journeyed back in time. Of course. It was no wonder I'd become the centre of attention. I clearly looked like some sort of Tron figure to these simple salt-of-the-earths. Tasseled ropes held back museum piece curtains as I raised my arms in front of me as a sign of peace and open trust before announcing to the assembled crowd, "Hello, I'm from the future. I mean you no harm." The patrons looked naturally apprehensive, so I attempted to calm their fears by passing around my Swatch watch and offering forth my mobile phone buttons to push.
"I am from the year 2020. In 1969, the United States of America will put a man on the moon."
Oh, silence followed. Desperate to convince this sceptical assortment of non-believers that I was no charlatan, I continued,
"Boris Johnson is the current Prime Minister of the United Kingdom."
Sideward glances.
"The coaching in rooms of my day and age offer pay-per-view hardcore sex."
The tense scene remained, and so I laughed, pointing at one particular gentleman, telling him that his sense of dress and style was from the old days, was about then that things began to turn ugly. The young gentleman in question, together with his equally incensed, solidly built fellows, marched me off in a vice-like grip, my fashionable trainers barely brushing the flowery old-fashioned carpet. I looked around in vain for assistance, instead catching a glimpse of a very old, flashing light electronic gaming machine that stood against the far wall. I was ejected from a bygone era through the two sets of entrance doors before being roughly deposited onto the modern tarmacked pavement outside. Brushing myself off, I hoped the Victorians I had encountered inside the Albert Pub would put my swatch and mobile phone to good use in better understanding the sophisticated ways of the 21st century. London Pub Reviews was written and created by Paul Ewan and performed by Tim Key. The producer was Nick Coop. The executive producers were Claire Broughton and Andy Goddard, and it was a Hattrick production.
Hey folks, I'm Mark Maron from the WTF Podcast, and this episode is brought to you by Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues, your ally to help tackle your allergy symptoms this season. I love the change of seasons, but nobody loves pollen and all those other things floating in the air that make you sneeze during this nice weather. Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues are hypoallergenic and allergist approved. So fight back against watery eyes and runny noses without worrying about irritating your skin. For this allergy season, grab Kleenex and face allergies head on.
I chose Stick of the Dump by Clive King.
I've chosen Little Women by Louisa May Alcott.
I have chosen the book When Hitler Stole Pink Rabbit.
I have chosen My Friend Flicker.
Danny, Champion of the World.
The Seven Crystal Balls.
The Iron Man.
Claudine at St. Clair's.
The Guinness Book of Records.
I chose Ballyshoes.
And then I came across in a school library a copy of Treasure Island. I was terrified.
I'm Janet Ellis, and each week I invite a guest to come and chat with me about their favourite childhood book. They often bring along their own battered copy.
It's not at all as I remember it.
This is a celebration of reading.
I ended up reading it to my mum at home every night.
Because who doesn't still secretly check under the bed for monsters?
I knew that it was true.
Harbour secret desires to run off to the circus.
Riding like the wind into the purple hills. It really captured my imagination.
Twice Upon a Time. Follow us on Instagram at @TwiceUponPod for updates and guest news.
I want to read this book again and again and again and again and again.
Twice Upon a Time is a Hattrick podcast.